take our hymn books and sing number 320. 320.
Wonderful Savior, rich is thy glory. he's arrested by that verse with numberless blessings each moment he crowns. What an experience Fanny Crosby must have had. With numberless, you cannot number the blessings that God has prepared for you. But we have to begin at the beginning. He wants to bless you first by turning you away from your sin. Have you allowed him to do that for you? That's the first, that's the initial blessing. Thank God for the forgiveness of sin, that we have a pardoning God. I enjoyed that tremendously when we were together Sunday, and that was quite a choir of young people, and they sang about, we have a pardoning God, who is like unto our God, who pardons the iniquities of his people. Have you ever heard of a God like that, who provides forgiveness for sins? And in order that we might experience that, shed his own blood. Unto him who loved us with his own blood, or washed us from sin. Unto him be the glory forever. Amen. Oh, thank God for the blood of Jesus. Are you washed? Have you been to that fountain? Have you come and said, Jesus, Jesus, cleanse me from this leprous condition, this sinful condition, this sin that is dragging me down to perdition and certain destruction. He has fled to our release and interposed his own blood. He says, don't let him die. Don't let him die. There's a ransom. Jesus paid it all. All to him I owe. We have to accept that. When we come to him and confess our sins, he is faithful and just. True to his word. He's faithful to his word, and he's just in his person. He forgives sin. And he's made that provision for me. Oh, for a thousand tongues to sing. He breaks the power of canceled sin. He sets the prisoner free. His blood can make the foulest clean. His blood avails for me, for you. Oh, shall we? You think that you're clean? Or you know you aren't clean. I think we know that. We know that. There's a conviction. And in these meetings, I'm certain that that conviction you have felt. Well, somebody told me that. I know I'm not right. And you know, I don't like these statements that some people make. They were not all right. That blanket statement that puts us all in that same condition that this person is in. No, there are some people here who are righteous. They've come under the power of that cleansing stream. And they're clean. And the moment that person believes, that moment from Jesus, a pardon receives. And so, numberless blessings each moment. This moment, I can experience that cleansing. Oh, Lord, cleanse me from all filthiness of the flesh and of the spirit. And fill me with the Holy Ghost. Yes, Lord. Isn't that a good prayer? Praise the Lord. And so, first, cleansing. first to the fountain, for cleansing. Then we can go to the upper room. How much more shall your heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit? Those who ask him. You parents, you know how to give good gifts to your children, or don't you? You always are bestowing good gifts upon them. Do you think your heavenly Father is going to come short of the desire you have to bless your children and give them good things? Well, your heavenly Father, he gives good gifts to those who ask him. He gives the Holy Spirit to them that ask him. And so the blessings, the blessing of service, that we can serve one another in the love of God, and by so doing, edify one another, build each other up, and grow together. I've said it. How many times have I said it? How many times do you think I've said it? We belong together. We're part of the same family. And in a family, there are elderly people, there are young people, and younger people, and we belong together. And tonight, some of our children are going to function, are going to minister to us. But I'd like to leave this with, particularly with those, the workers, my fellow laborers. That's you. In the Lord, in the work of the Lord. Or would you like to be a fellow soldier? Are you a soldier? One who is prepared to present himself. I'm here to fulfill my duty. Where do I begin? Is that your attitude? You go. No, I just like, you know, I think that Paul, the Apostle Paul, might have been the author of my task. I think those thoughts that you find in that hymn, you find in Thessalonians. They have their foundation in Thessalonians. To love someone more dearly every day. Did you find that in Thessalonians? Was that his prayer? That God make you to increase and abound in love one toward another, even as we toward you? Let it increase. You're doing well, but you can do better. I think that is perhaps the fundamental lesson, or one fundamental lesson. That takes you to that eventual standing in the presence of God, and you're the pronouncement that you are blameless and you are holy. We only get there through that process of loving. Love, because love works no ill to its neighbor. Love cannot work ill to its neighbor. If you love someone, you're not going to work ill toward that person, or even consider any thought of harm or malice. You can't do it. You just can't do it. So you abide in that love. Continue, Jesus said, in my love. And what is love? The practical aspect of teaching. If ye love me, keep my commandments. Have you ever heard that? Have you heard that before? I thank God for the booklet that Philip has prepared for us. And I would ask that you keep it. But here I was singing that song. To love someone more dearly every day. You know what you do? You put off the old man with his deeds. Every morning you put on something. And you ought to put on the bond of perfection. Let it be a part of your dress. This bond of, it says, perfectness. Because it brings us ultimately to that perfection that God is after. Put it on. To love someone more dearly every day. To help a wandering child to find his way. I guess another word for help would be, Paul says that we ought to edify one another. You know, builders were helpers in building one another as we function according to the Lord's will, as we yield to Him and do what He asks. We edify one another. We grow together. To be a helper. How can I best serve you today and help you? That ought to concern me. People come here with burdens. Burdens. And I like to get next to them, and I like to identify myself with their problems. Let's go together to the Lord with this situation and see how He works and resolves the problem, whatever the nature of the need. And it ought to be our joy to serve one another that way. And we're called to do that. You're doing that, Paul says. And then what follows it? To ponder or a noble thought and pray. You've been doing that because you've been reading Thessalonians. You have been assigned a chapter from Thessalonians. And there are questions in that book regarding what you've read. And then there's a last verse. Now, what is the last verse, generally? What is the last verse? You tell me. I mean, the question. Come on. What is the last question on that page?
What verse spoke to you?
Yes. What verse stands out? How does it read? I don't know where I lost it. Oh, here it is. What verse has spoken to you, and how might you apply that verse to your life? Now, I want you to continue that. Will you promise me that you're going to continue every day to ponder or a noble thought and pray? Read. Maybe you ought to read Thessalonians again. Ponder. What does it mean to ponder? Meditate. Ponder it. You know, I asked, what does it mean to meditate? And Luke was sitting right there. That's you, Mike, right? And he said, ruminate. You know what that means? It means you digest it 4 times at least. You call to remembrance what you've read. That verse that has spoken to your heart. You look at it again. And you look at it again. And you look at it again. And you are getting an understanding of what it means, and then you apply it. Now it's going to serve you well, but often you are in a position to use that to bless someone else. Have you ever had that experience? Well, that will come. Do this, all right? We are creatures of habit. And you ought to habitually. And I like the word where it says about holiness or sanctification. How do we arrive? How do we arrive? By consistently, I like that word, consistently obeying the Lord's commands. Consistently. Be consistent. Do it every day. Consistently. All right? To ponder o'er a noble thought and pray. How does it go from there?
Smile
when evening falls. You'll find that there is a sort of a sweetness as you do this habitually in undertaking this, and God speaking to your heart, and you are pondering His word, so on. Smile when evening falls. And then it follows, to seek or follow truth as blind men long for light. Follow the truth. Become lovers of the truth. Thy word is truth. This word. And we heard this morning in the conclusion of the matter. You, therefore, brethren, stand fast. Hold fast to the tradition that you've been taught. I need to do that. These teachings that we've had, hold fast to them. To follow truth as blind men long for light. To do my best from dawn of day till night. Oh, my best for Jesus. Let me be at my best and do my best. I want to do my best. I want to bring Him pleasure. We sang this morning, walking with only His pleasure in view. We have been created for Him and for His pleasure. Do I please the Lord, or is the Lord pleased with me? That's a good question. Lord, are you pleased? Are you pleased? I want to please the Lord. The Apostle Paul, or it says that in Ephesians, learn what it is that pleases the Lord. And I wanted to leave that verse too with you in 2 Timothy 3:14, where the Apostle, in speaking to Timothy, says this. He said, continue in the things which thou hast learned. I thought it had heard, but it's not heard. It says what you've learned. That means that you've learned something. You've applied it to your heart and life. You're living it out. Continue in those things which you've heard and learned. And then how does the song continue? To do my best from dawn of day to night. To keep my heart fit for His holy sight. Maranatha. Maranatha. Let me be ready. Jesus is coming. Let me be watchful. Let me live in the light of His imminent return. to keep my heart fit, to be ready. Jesus is coming, and I want to be ready. And then to answer when he calls. Answer when he calls. Be given to the Lord. We can, I guess, see it in different ways. I like to think that when he calls us to some duty or some act of blessing, we yield to that. We do it. Give a testimony. Give a word of exhortation. Sing a song. However he might choose to use you, you're available. I like the way those girls stand, you know, against the wall there. It reminds me of a verse in Proverbs where it says, they also serve or only stand and wait. All you have to do if you want action is lift your one of those platters and they're right there. Or lift your cup. They're serving and they're ready to serve at any notice of or indication that you might need something from them. They're ready. And so let's be at his disposal and at his call. So maybe I could sing it. I'm going to try to sing that now. And maybe you can come along with me, all right? To love someone more dearly every day, to help a wandering child to find his way, to ponder o'er a noble thought and pray, and smile. Continue in the things that you've learned. I admonish you to do so. God is going to use you in his service. It's inevitable if you will do these things and continue in them. And God bless you. Well, this isn't the end yet. We have tomorrow. And so let's be free to serve one another in the will and love of God. What a privilege we have. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Let's sing number 288. 288. Let's stand as we sing.
Give of your best to the man.
Remember what you did for us, how you gave yourself. And so, Lord, we desire to give ourselves to you afresh tonight. God, help us, my God, to respond to the call of God that has been going forth in these days. Lord, you want all of us. And so, Lord, we say, take us, Lord. Take us and keep us. Oh, Jesus, Jesus. Oh, Jesus, we love you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. You may be seated. Amen. Now we have a song.
Yes. And ladies.